Beltway Buzz, July 31st, 2026. The Beltway Buzz is a weekly update summarizing labor and employment news from inside the Beltway and clarifying how what's happening in Washington, D.C. could impact your business. Court blocks $100,000 H-1B fee while appeal proceeds. On July 24, 2026, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit denied the Trump administration's request to stay, pending appeal, a June 8, 2026, decision by the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts that struck down President Donald Trump's September 2025 100,000 H-1B proclamation. The Court of Appeals denied the stay request, finding that the administration had failed to make a strong showing of a likelihood of success on the merits of the appeal. Like the district court, the Court of Appeals determined that the presidential proclamation and its implementing materials exceeded the authority granted to the executive branch by Congress, as no provision of the Immigration and Nationality Act references the imposition of the kind of payment requirement at issue. Accordingly, the federal government is prohibited from collecting the $100,000 fee while the administration's merits appeal continues. Catherine C. McElwain, Nicole Fink, and Kara Garay have the details. Senate committee approves Sonderling for permanent labor secretary role. On July 30, 2026, the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions advanced the nomination of Keith Sonderling to be Secretary of Labor. Sonderling continues to serve as the Acting Secretary of Labor, a role he assumed in April 2026 upon the resignation of former Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Ramirez. Sonderling is an attorney who previously served as a commissioner on the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and in the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division. Sonderling's understanding of the current policy issues facing employers has earned him the support of the business community. Senate tees up vote on NLRB nominees. National Labor Relations Board, NLRB nominees. James Macy and David Prouty are moving closer to Senate confirmation. This week, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, included Macy's and Prouty's nominations in a package of 74 nominations scheduled to be voted on bloc by the U.S. Senate during the legislative week beginning August 3, 2026. Because executive branch nominations require confirmation by a majority vote, not the 60-vote threshold required for most legislation, the package of nominations is expected to be approved. NLRB drops challenge to New York State law's tenuous jurisdictional mantle. This week, the NLRB withdrew its lawsuit challenging a New York law that had granted the state's Public Employment Relations Board jurisdiction over private sector labor matters. The law was enacted as a local response to the NLRB's lack of a quorum that had persisted for much of 2025. This week's action, a stipulated dismissal agreed to by all parties, comes after a different federal court in New York permanently enjoined the state from enforcing the law, which was preempted by the National Labor Relations Act. NLRB General Counsel Crystal Carey stated in a press release on July 27, 2026, that attempts to override NLRB jurisdiction through state law are clearly preempted by federal labor law. TPS, fallout continues. Regulators and lawmakers continue to respond to the Supreme Court of the United States' recent decision in Mullen v. Bears Doe, in which the court ruled that the Trump administration's decisions to terminate temporary protected status, TPS, designations were unreviewable by the courts as to non-constitutional claims. Here is the latest, work authorization expiration. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, has been issuing updates on TPS employment authorization expiration dates. This week, work authorization through TPS expired for individuals from Haiti and Syria. Work authorization is scheduled to expire for individuals under TPS designation for Somalia and Burma, Myanmar, on August 3, 2026, and for South Sudan and Ethiopia on August 6, 2026. These dates are subject to change, so impacted employers and workers should continue to monitor USCIS for further updates. Legislative activity. Congresswoman Sylvia R. Garcia, DTX, has introduced a discharge petition to force a floor vote on the American Dream and Promise Act of 2025, H.R. 1589, in the U.S. House of Representatives. Among other provisions, the American Dream and Promise Act would allow beneficiaries of TPS to apply for lawful permanent resident status under certain conditions. 218 signatures are needed to force a vote on the bill, and 210 representatives, including two Republicans, have signed the discharge petition. A previous version of the American Dream and Promise Act passed the House in March 2021. SCOTUS rules on enemy combatants. 84 years ago today, the Supreme Court issued its decision in Ex parte Quirin, a landmark ruling concerning the use of military tribunals to prosecute enemy combatants. The World War II era case concerned 8 German men, 2 of whom were U.S. citizens, military intelligence agents, who were transported by German submarines to beaches in New York, specifically Amagansett Beach, Long Island, and Florida, Ponte Vedra Beach. Upon making their clandestine landings and coming ashore, the men discarded their German military uniforms and changed into civilian clothes. Their mission was to sabotage U.S. military manufacturing facilities. Captured before they could carry out their plans, the men were tried before a 7-member military tribunal established by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. During the trial, the Germans' appointed counsel argued that the men should instead be tried in the civilian court system. This argument went all the way to the Supreme Court, which ruled unanimously that the military tribunal was constitutional. Chief Justice Harlan Stone wrote, "Your government has likewise recognized that those who during time of war pass surreptitiously from enemy territory into our own, discarding their uniforms upon entry, for the commission of hostile acts involving destruction of life or property, have the status of unlawful combatants punishable as such by military commission." The tribunal continued, and all 8 men were found guilty and sentenced to death. Though FDR commuted the sentences to time in prison for 2 of the conspirators who cooperated in the investigation. Ex parte Quirin went on to play a prominent role in the underlying legal theory behind the post-9/11 enemy combatant terrorist cases.